It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Happy Monday. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. Am I wrong for this? Like, did I mess up? I mean, if everybody thinks I did, maybe I'll admit I'm wrong. But I was really ticked off. I had to chill out on this Friday. I was just trying to be a good employee and be a team member. We were shooting our TV show for Comcast, the Joe and Alex Show. We get to be on there every Thursday night at 10, 9 central on Channel 81. And then this email came down. Our big boss, I'll say his name for the story. His name is Dion. And he's like, hey, we're going to have a staff meeting, an all staff meeting, so all the stations. Let's try some new food ideas. I'm like, okay, cool. So we were taping, Alex, and I think you always delegate because you're lazy. You're like, Liv, put chicken nuggets. So I think you did that. And then Pork Chop's like, oh man, I could go for some chili dogs. And that's what I said too. So we're replying things, and I guess we are in such a bad service area in our TV studio that we couldn't see anything. And I guess somewhere in the email, it said just to send the ideas to Dion and Beth. It didn't say not to reply all, but it just said to send them to them. It didn't say only. Well, then one of our employees says, reply alls are so fun, smiley face.
Obviously very sarcastic. Passive aggressive.
It's like, okay, calm down, who pooped in your Wheaties. Then another person replied, and this is the same person we talked about in the air before too, that I don't understand. Like, I get if you don't like swearing. I swear, not all the time, not as much as Liv, but I have a potty mouth. But we were in a presentation one time, and I was really passionate, so I was swearing. Because when I'm passionate, I swear occasionally. And this person's really, like, dresses to the nines, always, like, just really respectable, you know, really church-going person. And they acted like I was, I don't know what else I could have been saying worse than a few swear words, but they just discussed. Like, not everybody has to swear. And just like, I was like, he's like, I'm not kidding. I'm like, whoa.
And so what'd they say about the us replying all to the food email?
Well, then they reply after the person said, reply alls are so fun. They go, especially when Dion, who's our boss, has this line in the email. So then they copied and pasted and then highlighted it in yellow because it was not in the original email.
Dang, wait, they copied and pasted it and highlighted it?
They highlighted it. It was not highlighted in the original email. It said, please send Beth or me any food ideas that are different than pizza on our normal lunches. That was the original idea we got excited about. This is what really got me pissed.
Wait, what happened after this?
The next level of just like get over yourself kind of things. Because I'm the biggest person. I hate reply all emails. But I was like, oh my God, everybody else is replying. There must be something like that we're supposed to. That's why I did it. Usually I'm always like, I'll tell somebody in person, congratulations on a job promotion. I don't have to do it with 50 other people. This person used these three hashtags and it made me want to punch a wall. Hashtag read lately.
Ooh.
Hashtag read the whole thing.
Ooh.
Hashtag readers are leaders. Let me tell you something, coworker. We know a thing or two about reading. We don't do it well, but we read to kids every damn week. That's right, the Joe and Alex Show Book Buddies. We're in the schools. We like the kids. I don't know. It just like, I'm the biggest butthead about it, Alex. Like, I always say, like, oh, God, don't reply all.
I never reply all.
I don't either, but one time over food, I do.
Yes, I did too, because I thought it's Friday. Everyone's in a good mood. Like, it's just a fun thing. Like, what do we want to have for lunch as a staff?
Right.
And I thought we were trying to just be fun.
That's what I thought it was, too.
I was very, like, okay.
Oh, not our one employee. That we ruined it. That was not cool, replying all to a food email.
I just thought the passive aggressiveness was a little unnecessary. Necessary there.
What I'm confused about is how come they haven't sent that out when it's like a chain of like 100 congratulations,
because it
man.
Was us. Because it was us that
like,
did it.
It was
yeah, we
so...
do one thing. They do not like us.
I never reply all, like ever, not even to say congratulations to people, because I just figure that maybe people don't even know that I exist or
you
who
don't
I am.
Really. They're like, yeah. Like, where's Liv the web boy? Half, it's like, it's girl.
Yeah,
Liv,
half
girl.
The office calls me Liz. So I just don't do it. But for this, I was like, oh, heck yeah, I'll throw one in there. So I threw in like a super fake request for like a super.
Oh, Liv put down like a request for a 5-star restaurant.
Yeah.
And it was like, obviously a joke.
Filet mignon, some lobster, you know, people yeah. are in good moods. This is like a fun topic.
Pork Chop's like, you know, I really could go for the 4 for $4 from Wendy's. I think, yeah. I think we yeah. could all enjoy a nugget or a burger. I get yeah. it, and reply alls are annoying, and I'll still go with that. But it's just, people like that really get me upset. It's like, dude, like here's my thing. You could just simply reply, hey, please don't reply all. That'd be cool, and he could even say the part. But when you go to the next level and include hashtags, it's like, dude, get over yourself. We're doing a million things. I assume you are, too. You don't got to be a turd. Yeah. Like, I hate when you make people feel less than. I hate that.
Hashtags are, like, petty.